emotional felicity. And have we now forgotten that powerful friend?
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, the only true and living God, who loves us so dearly, full of grace and mercy, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is doing the will of God. My scripture lesson comes from Romans 12, 1 through 8, which reads, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, though the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, having many, are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Are he that teacheth, on teaching. Are he that exhorteth, on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. And he that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. My text comes from Romans 12:2, which says, And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. These verses summarize the response to God's grace. Christians are to give themselves entirely to God because of his saving grace. Sacrificial language from the Old Testament is used to denote the new life of Christians. And this means that the word bodies here refers to Christians as whole persons, for body and soul belong to God. They are a living sacrifice, meaning that they are alive from the dead, since they enjoy new life with Christ. As recorded in Romans 6:4, Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, and live that liveth Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. Living also means that they will not be put to death as Old Testament animal sacrifices were, for Christ has fulfilled what was predicted of those sacrifices. Whereas Old Testament worship focused on offering animal sacrifices in the temple, Paul says that spiritual worship is in a broad sense now includes offering one's whole life to God. Hebrews 13:15-16 supports this view and states, By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. The present evil age still threatens those who belong to Christ, so they must resist its pressure. We have all heard of peer pressure. It is very prevalent with our young people today. Their young minds are being shaped every day by what they hear and see. First of all, children should be trained at home. I know parents are busy working to provide the necessities of life to their families, but the time parents do spend with their children, make sure you correct them when they are wrong. If you catch them in a lie, let them know you are not pleased with their behavior. God says in Exodus 20:16, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." Acting as a false witness suggests a legal trial in which false testimony could lead to punishment for one's neighbor. Bearing false witness is condemned in Scripture for its disastrous effects among people and its utter disregard for God's character. For in Proverbs 6:16-19 states, "There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers." Embodied in the character of a worthless person are eyes, tongue, hands, feet, and mouth, breathes, used for wrong purposes. The Lord's righteousness and justice were to be reflected in Israel's life as a nation, which was thus to exclude speaking falsely, especially for the sake of gaining something at the expense of another person, and perverting justice. Give your children chores to do, and make sure they do them. Do not half do them. This teaches them responsibility and gives their mind something positive to think about. When you tell them something to do, make sure they are obedient. The Bible teaches in Ephesians 6:1, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Children should submit to their parents. This submission takes the form of obedience to them. Parents are to nurture their children in the Lord. The Mosaic law prescribed death for the child who struck or cursed a parent. And Paul lists such disobedience as one of the many grave sins. However, Paul urges the positive duty of children to obey their parents. Obedience is due to both parents. The mother's submission to her husband does not remove her parental dignity. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." The proverb, founded on the covenant with Abraham, encourages parents to train, to dedicate or initiate their children in the way of the right moral orientation by pointing to the kinds of conduct that pleases or displeases the Lord, and to the normal outcome of each kind of conduct. The training will include love and instruction, as well as the rod of discipline, because Proverbs 22:15 says, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." However, young people are not the only ones that are under pressure to conform to this world. Adults can be under pressure on the job to half do a job because of time restraints. But you should do a good job with whatever time you have. However, do not waste your time talking on the phone with personal calls unless they are an emergency, taking too many breaks. What to do about the latest bird flu outbreak in the United States. Center for the Disease Control Director, Dr. Mandy Cohen, explains the latest bird flu outbreak and what people should know. By Sean Murphy, updated April 3rd, 2024. A poultry facility in Michigan and egg producer in Texas both reported outbreaks of avian flu this week. The latest developments on the virus also include infected dairy cows and the first known instance of a human catching bird flu from a mammal. Although health officials say the risk to the public remains low, there is a rising concern, emerging in part from news that the largest producer of fresh eggs in the United States reported an outbreak. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is spending time with God. Many people want to work for God, but they don't want to spend time with God. Research indicates that adults spend an average of 6 hours per day watching television, 3 hours per day on cell phones, and 2.5 hours per day on social media. How much time in prayer, praise, worship, Bible study, and meditation are you spending with God daily? Relationships grow deeper and closer through spending time together. It's no different in your relationship with God. It is important to spend time alone with God in order to know him more. Mark 1:35 says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." When we spend time with God, we experience a freedom to express ourselves to him, and we allow him to speak with us directly through his word and prayer. Spending time alone with God out of love is a way to fellowship with him and to abide in Christ. It is important to spend time with God because God is the source of our strength, and we need his strength to fight our spiritual battles. We also spend time alone with God because it is a great pleasure and a part of the abundant life Jesus came to bring. Now you may be thinking, "I would love to spend more time with God, but I just don't have the time." It's not easy to shut out the world, set aside a few moments by myself, and spend time in God's word and prayer. It may not be easy, but it is essential. Make it a priority, because we don't want to serve the world and miss the Savior. Do we serve in the community while our Bibles gather dust? Are we volunteering our time but neglecting our prayer life? We will be most effective when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Although we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory, be encouraged to know that God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and don't delay. Spend time alone with God every day.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your